This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
U.S. stocks ended mixed on Monday after the S&P 500 index notched a historic close in the prior session as investors prepared for the first key inflation update of the year and the next wave of earnings reports. The S&P 500 closed just below the flat line after a record-setting week that saw the benchmark end above 5,000 for the first time. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained around 0.3% to hit a fresh record, while the Nasdaq fell 0.3%. Shares of chipmaker Nvidia rose 2% to hit another record on Monday before paring gains. British semiconductor designer Arm also surged to a new record, extending its rally from last week. Stocks have gained as the market embraces a clutch of better-than-expected corporate results, with big tech names driving the lion's share. Eyes are on the next batch of quarterly reports, with John Deere, Coca-Cola, and Kraft Heinz serving as highlights on the docket in the coming days. But the week will bring a new challenge to the rally, with the January reading of the Consumer Price Index due Tuesday. The CPI report will give investors their first insight into how cool inflation is running in 2024 and, alongside an update on consumer spending, will set expectations for the timing and pace of Federal Reserve interest rate cuts this year. Airbnb stock is up more than 4% on Monday ahead of its quarterly results, slated for release on Tuesday. Year-to-date, Airbnb shares are up about 15%. Lowe's stock rallied 3% Monday on an upgrade from J.P. Morgan analysts, who said declining mortgage rates will likely create more demand for home renovation projects. Analyst Christopher Horvers upped his sell-side rating on Lowe's stock to overweight from neutral, while raising its price target to $265 from $210. Meanwhile, shares of the oil and gas producer Diamondback Energy jumped more than 8% on Monday after announcing the acquisition of privately held Endeavor Energy for $26 billion in a cash and stock deal. The merger follows a string of recent tie-ups in the U.S. Permian Basin, an area that spans from West Texas to southeastern New Mexico. The acquisition will position Diamondback as the third largest oil player in the region. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.